Last year, this company literally created a storm by offering you money just to sleep. Well, you heard it right. Founded just 5 years ago, mattress maker Wakefit has come a long way. What started off as an online mattresses retailer is now focusing on multiple categories, including furniture. Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Priyanka Sahai and you are tuned into Setting Sail, our weekly podcast that dives through the changing landscape of the entrepreneurship ecosystem and the challenges with it. And today on the show, our guest is Ankit Garg, co-founder and chief executive officer of Wakefit. Hi Ankit, thank you so much for taking time out.
Thank you Priyanka, thanks for inviting me in.
So Ankit, first and foremost question that I have for you is, why do you pay people to sleep?
No, I think it's a good question. One of the things that we realized when we started doing the survey of the consumers about, you know, how do they think of mattresses? Like, how critical is it that you want to purchase a mattress? And how much do you think before, you know, choosing the mattress? They generally said, like, they do not know what is the right mattress for them. They generally go to a shop and salesman kind of say that, okay, this is the product you go. People, and you know, people even went to a level that they didn't really pay money for buying a good quality mattress. They said, okay, I just want a great house, great rooms, great, you know, vibrancy inside my house. But mattress was somehow, you know, we figured out people are really not concerned about. So we thought it's very, very important, because sleep is something which is very, very crucial to everybody. Like, if you don't sleep for, let's say, 6-7 hours, you already know your day is going to be wet and doing, it's going to be a mess throughout the day, right? But still, even after knowing that, what people do is people don't, you know, they continue to watch Netflix and Amazon Prime and stuff like that. They'll continue to, you know, chit-chat late night, sleep at 2 o'clock, you know, get dressed in the morning, leave for the office at 8 o'clock. So we realize, you know, the whole lifestyle which the people or the today's generation is living is probably not so healthy. And hence, we thought it's very, very important that we amplify the importance of the right mattresses, the right ecosystem in which you sleep, like the whole setup of your room when you're sleeping on it, how many hours that you should sleep. So this whole campaign was really in the context of where, you know, sleep is very, very important. And hence we said, okay, if you are not well, let us value it. You sleep on it, we'll pay for it. So it was just a marketing campaign saying that, you know, sleep is
very important. And you were just mentioning how this activity has enhanced your brand recall value. Now, people spend thousands and lakhs of rupees in marketing activities, hiring brand endorsement people, hiring celebrities. You just paid people to sleep and everyone knows you now.
Yeah, it's true. In fact, you know, we were talking to a marketing agency and, you know, we asked them, like, how much money do you think we would have paid to televisions or radios in order to cover this much of population? They said the budget could have raised to even a point of 100 crores. So what we could achieve by just spending, let's say, 20 lakhs or 25 lakhs rupees, you know, compared to 100 crores, just a wow thing. I think this is one of the great things that happened to me.
Absolutely. And on that note, Ankit, I would now like to ask you, it's been over 5 years since the business was started. It's been a long journey indeed for Wakefit, but you've now expanded into multiple categories and are not just into mattresses anymore. So which all categories have you now ventured into and why did you take this decision?
See, what we did, Priyanka, is we realized that, you know, Wakefit has some value system which is being liked by customer. For example, people like us for the quality of the product that we sell. People like us for the customer experience, the experience that they get when they buy a product from us. People like us for the policies that we have. For example, we have got 100 days trial period. We say that, okay, if you don't like the product, we'll take it even after 100 days and refund the full money back to you. So we had very, you know, certain value elements which are liked by customer. So we thought it is always better to amplify the reach of the brand because the right value systems are being built. So we thought, you know, it's better to scale this learning of last 5 years from just selling mattresses or sleep solutions to a bigger range of the products, including home furnishing and home solutions. So what we did, we have, as a part of this exercise, we have started from last year, just about January of last year, we started launching a couple of products in sofas, beds, coffee tables, shoe racks. Now we're going even deeper. Now we are launching a couple of more categories like curtains, floor mat, carpets, lightings, pendants. And we're going very, very deep in terms of launching more and more beautiful designs. Like, we have set up an entire team in the last 1 year. Team filled up of designers, engineers, prototypers, testers. A lot of consumer interviews are being done to understand what they like, what they don't like in terms of designs and, you know, pricing and stuff. So we're launching close to 600 new products in next 2 months.
Okay. But unlike mattresses and to some extent some of the furnitures where manufacturing used to be done by the company or you would do contract manufacturing, not all the categories you would sort of cater to in a similar way. I think, is there a scope wherein you're also sourcing some of these products from the vendors directly?
Yeah, so Priyanka, I'll tell you what has changed the last 2 years for the company. So the company has grown always 3 times compared to last year. Fortunately, we have been always been growing for the last 5 years, consecutively about 3 times. Now, in the beginning, let's say, assume about 2 years back, when we used to go and meet a vendor, you know, they used to give us a price, which is just not justified because, you know, they were not really thinking that Wakefit could do something. There is no point in investing in this business stuff. So we had to set up factories. We had to manage things ourselves. But now the times have changed. I think now people have started understanding that, you know, this company has the right principles on which it is being built, and hence it can scale. And they've seen the proof of it also. So people have started, you know, compromising in terms of their aspirations of making very hefty margins. But they have also started listening to the feedbacks that we give. For example, if somebody has to work at a 10% profit margin, now they're open to working. And earlier, they used to say only a minimum of 25% margin they were going to work. But now we're able to tell them that, okay, this is the kind of quality you'll have to do. This is the kind of packaging you'll have to do. You know, people are listening to it. So what has happened is that, you know, we are now exposed to a set of manufacturing system in India, and people are willing to listen to us. People are willing to invest for us. People are willing to make changes in their factory and stuff like that. So now this has changed a little bit in our philosophy. We used to do 100% things in-house, which means we used to manufacture everything what we sell in-house. Now there's about 5 to 10% of the products that in the new upcoming range, we're thinking of outsourcing them. But this outsourcing is a completely controlled facility where the factories are going to be dedicated entirely for Wakefit. The processes inside the factories, the machines inside the factories, the raw materials inside the factories, everything is being controlled by Wakefit. It's just that, you know, the manufacturing owner is different. So I think the whole ecosystem still stays very, very intact because of our past experience of last 6 years. But now Wakefit is able to kind of scale beyond the capacity, because any factory that you put up, Priyanka, it takes anywhere in between 1 year to 1.5 year to really start giving you a decent good quality. Now that Wakefit is growing at a very great pace, it would be best to think of finding alternate vendors for us who would also be willing to invest in us and, you know, grow together.
Okay. Can you elaborate on the last part? What sort of a partnership are you talking about?
So this is exclusive partnership, Priyanka, where people are now ready to say, okay, we are going to put up the machine for you. We are going to invest, let's say, about 5 crore rupees for Wakefit. And we want this much of revenue. You know, we are able to dictate saying that, you know, we want this kind of quality system, this kind of launch to happen.
And for which all products have you managed this partnership?
So this is generally lighting systems, carpets, floor mats, stuff like this.
Okay. So a vendor will only be working with you. Is that so?
Yeah.
Okay. Ankit, I recognize Wakefit as a brand that is into providing customers sleep-related solutions. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be more niche categories that you plan to enter into after majorly tracking mattresses and beds to a large extent?
Yes, Priyanka, it's furniture and home furnishing categories. Basically, we're saying we are going to be a complete home solution business for everybody. Imagine if you have 4 sets of walls and you want everything to be done inside, like Wakefit aspires to provide you everything beyond the wall.
So from mattress maker, you have transformed into a home solutions provider.
Yeah, everything inside home solution, be it furniture, be it home furnishing, be it anything.
Okay. All right. And has the margin increased across these categories as compared to what you would earn in a mattress or in a bed?
Yeah, if you look at the margins, Priyanka, see, our Wakefit philosophy has been very, very different since the beginning. What we try to do is we try to disrupt the pricing of the market, because we feel like current value systems, let's say, for example, if there's a manufacturer, then there's a trader, then there's a distributor, then there's a shop owner. Like there are 4 or 5 people generally in any business segment you would see that they end up increasing their cuts, and hence the overall price of the product goes very high. As a tendency, we could always try to find the inefficiencies in the whole value system, and we directly supply from factory to a consumer, which means we remove 2 to 3 middlemen because we pass on the margins to our customers. So which enables a much better pricing compared, if you want to compare apple to apple, whatever sofa that some company is selling, let's say at X price, we would generally be at a 30% cheaper price than the same person, but okay, even though the quality and the products are very, very same. So the margins in terms of percentage, it would look very same, but in actual revenue would be reduced because you're you know, now selling at a relatively lower price.
Right. How do you see the customers evolving in the situation that you currently are? It's like it's a pandemic that you're surrounded with, and the disposable income of customers have also decreased. So what is your relationship with the customer right now? How have you seen this whole system evolving in the last 2 years?
Yeah, I think you know, lot more people have spent time in their home because of this pandemic. And it's been almost an year now. And I think people have now understood the pain points of that house, right? Earlier, you used to go in the morning and probably by, let's say, Friday or Saturday, you're back to the house. You really didn't care because just for a weekend and stuff, right? Now that every day you're spending inside the house, what has happened is people have started figuring out the problems in their houses. For example, they're not getting a proper sleep, so they want a good mattress. Earlier, they didn't care because they came very late. They left very early morning. They, even though they knew that they had a back pain and they're not comfortable sleeping on it, but the top of the mind problem was always work. But now that they're spending more time inside their house, there's a decent balance of you know, life which has started coming in, which we are reflecting in the revenue. Also. So we see not only for Wakefit, it's worldwide, India-wide also, the demand for mattresses, demand for good quality sofas, demand for beds, demand for good dining systems, chairs, everything has gone up. So the overall industry has grown by about 20-25% in my sense, and we have also grown similarly to that. This is one thing, but I think beyond this, what we have seen is a tectonic shift in terms of the habit of people. Now people have started getting used to buying stuff online. Like there's a new set of people who are coming in and first time experiencing online products. To validate this fact, I'll give you some facts. Earlier, Wakefit used to do about 25% of the business from tier 2 towns. Now this percentage has increased to about 30-33%.
Right. I think a lot of people who migrated to their hometowns post work from home would have accounted for a good amount of this shift.
Yeah, this is also there. But I'm saying generally, you know, what used to happen if somebody is working at Bangalore or Mumbai or Pune, they would generally end up buying or making a purchase for their parents for a tier 2 town. What I'm saying is generally from tier 2 town itself, with you know, the new people have started coming in. So the orders from the tier 2 towns have increased by about 7% in terms of the market share for Wakefit.
Right.
So there's a definite habit change. And I feel this habit change is going to stay. The best part is that people are going to start trusting the online system. People are going to start experiencing that, you know, somebody selling a better quality product and better services need not be costlier always. Like there's a saying, right? Jo sasta hai, wo kharab hai, jo achha hai, wo
bad. Right. Right.
What I'm trying to tell you is that now the belief systems will start changing in that people would still say, okay, you know, buying online is still cheaper, but you still get very good quality products. So right. I believe this is one of the things that has happened and would continue.
Absolutely. You know, Ankit, now that you're talking about this, I'm sure not just the customers, but even bunch of investors are really excited about your company. And there have been reports about the company in advance talk to raise a good amount of funding, should be in the tunes of some $50 million is what we learned from reports. Also said that the valuation of the company could be taken to as high as $400 to $500 million. So, mm-hmm. Where are you positioned on that? When is this fundraise happening? Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so I think we are in talks with multiple investors. Like in general, we do these talks because we have a lot of investors who have a very decent interest in this company because of what we have done in the last 5-6 years. But there's nothing concrete as of now, Priyanka. But we are definitely trying to raise funds. It's in our one of the things that we want to achieve in next 1 quarter at least. We are in touch with multiple people. There's nothing concrete as of now.
Okay. But you would acknowledge, Ankit, that you very silently and very steeply entered into a category which is dominated by big pocketed companies. Companies such as Pepperfry, companies such as Urban Ladder. There are these companies that have already made inroads. And then there are marketplaces who've also invested heavily in their furniture space. How do you plan to compete with these players in India?
I think I look at it very differently, Priyanka. Imagine what we have done in mattresses is actually much more complex thing compared to what you do in furniture. I'll give you an example. For example, in mattresses, you have brands like Sleepwell, Kurlon, Springtech. Like there are many brands, right? Which are very, very popular brands off the hook. You know them. But a category which is very heavily branded and a branded place, there we have created disruption and we have become a number 3 brand in all of India and number one brand online, it took us through a lot of learning, Priyanka. We had spent four and a half years just doing a lot of experiments, trying to understand consumers, building the right team members, building right set of factories, right products and stuff. Like, there's just too much of work which has gone into it. And now this has taught us a lot more than what we knew about four and a half years back. So I think these learnings, along with capabilities of Wakefit disrupting an organized mattress market, I believe, you know, Wakefit should be able to prosper in the very high deep-pocketed companies market also, as you said. There's one thing. Second is, if you look at it very closely, Priyanka, what you would realize is that furniture is a category where you would see that, you know, people are still not happy. Imagine for yourself, for example, you want to buy a sofa, right? What would you know beyond buying a sofa? You would say, okay, maybe, you know, this color is beautiful. Maybe this designs look okay. Like, but there's nothing beyond that, right? You would just look at the price tag, look at the design, look at the color, and you just buy it, right? This is a very general phenomena, you know, that we have learned across across many people when we interviewed them. Now imagine that you paid a 50,000 rupees for the same sofa, which looked good to you and you liked the color. Imagine a company comes in and says, hey, you know what? This great quality sofa that you have liked, I could make you buy it about 25,000 rupees. How about that? Like, you would be probably jumping, saying, hey, I just saved 25,000 bucks. But imagine if this is practical, right? You can still do it. This is just one of the examples that we've learned this. That's what I'm trying to say. There are problems related to furniture policies. For example, if you go to American markets, look at US, Europe, you would see that, you know, you can buy a sofa. I'm just giving an example of sofa. You buy a sofa and you don't like it, you go and return after 30 days without any questions being asked. But India is not at that stage. Like, Indians are still buying the product, and if they're not happy with the product, they're still living with the product, right? So this is another learning that we have learned, that you have to enable customers to take their decision wisely. You can't just cheat them. If the customers are not happy with the product, they're just not happy with the product. You have to take it back and probably do something about it. Right? So I'm saying there are so many learnings like this. If we start bundling it, this is going to be a summary of last 4.5 years. But we are very, very confident because of these learnings, like competitive pricing, very high trust system, quality product is top notch, distribution systems are crazy. I think all of these are the different value systems that we have learned. Right. We try to amplify them. I'm of a very certain opinion that we should be able to become number one brand in furniture in the next 2 years. Okay. I'm of a very strong opinion.
Okay. Now, you know, given that you said that the talks with investors are on, even though you weren't in a position to give us exact details on that, but tell me, once this funding is raised, where exactly would you like to invest this money? What are the areas wherein the fund will be utilized?
Sure. So, Priyanka, what we're doing is, for the last year, if you notice, that last year we have closed the annual revenue at about 425 crores. This year, we have a target of hitting somewhere about 1,000 crores. And next year, after this, we are targeting somewhere around 2,000 crores.
That's the revenue, annual revenue run rate.
This is revenue we are targeting.
Okay.
See, imagine if we have 1,000 crore revenue, we will become number one company in India this year itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course, as an entrepreneur, as a startup, we always dream like this, that we could become a number one. But I think we have got right team members and the right ecosystem which is required. For example, what we have done is we have invested about 150 crores recently in a new manufacturing capability in India. Now, this new manufacturing factory that is coming up is the India's biggest furniture factory and highly automated factory. It's going to produce a very high quality and consistent material throughout the year, which is going to enable reduced pricing, customer satisfaction, high amount of trust, stuff like this. We have gone very, very deep in terms of launching products online, different categories that are coming up. Now, what we're going to do is, with this fundraise, is we have about 15 new experiments that we have written in our company. These are different value systems that we're trying to do. Now, against these 15 experiments, we are going to invest close to 150, 200 crores this fiscal itself. No. Because these are all experiments. Imagine if we hit, let's say, if we try doing those 15 experiments and even 5 works out of it, those 5 are capable of us to take it to 1,000 crores this year itself. So all of the money that we're raising, it's going to go, a lot of it in growth experiments, which are going to be very deeply looked at. I believe once we hit some of those experiments very nicely, we could easily find a way for us to become $1 billion revenue company next 4 years. So imagine this this amount of money that we're trying to raise is all meant for experimenting, all on growth front. This is just growth money. They're going to experiment. If anything works out of those 15 experiments I said to you, it is going to enable the company to become $1 billion revenue company next 5 years.
Right. So that's the target that you have at this point in time. Yes. And, speaking on the lines of revenue, could you also tell us about the burn rate the company has perhaps increased in the last 1 year, given that you've expanded to so many categories?
I think given that COVID happened last year, there was a drop for revenue for at least 2 months. Then it took some time to come back. That we had a lot of people, we were setting up a lot of plants and stuff like that. We were able to work at -6%, -7% EBITDA for the last year. But this year already, if I speak about, let's say, month of May, we are already EBITDA neutral. So if you talk about, let's say, business as usual, the business without any experiment, the company is already on a path to, which is already break-even as on today, EBITDA neutral today. But probably by the month of August, we are expecting about 5% EBITDA coming up. Now, if you, let's say, add this up with the new experiments that we're going to do in the next 1 year through the money that we've raised, it might happen that if the experiments don't click, we might still end up this year at -5% to -10%, somewhere in between on an EBITDA level. But if experiments go successful, we would be a 5% EBITDA, positive EBITDA company by the end of this fiscal.
5% EBITDA positive. All right. All right. On that note, Ankit, I would really like to thank you for being there with us today.
Thank you, Pumba.
So that's all that you have for this episode of Setting Sail. Meanwhile, if you have any comments or queries, you can write down to us. Our email is mcpodcast@nw18.com, and you can also follow us on Twitter with our user IDs moneycontrolcom and @PriyankaSahai. Till then, for more news, views and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.